Muscle car was so distinctly him that it had made perfect sense from the moment she'd seen it. It had to be older than she was, probably built in the 1960s, though she was no expert. Her dad had liked old cars, had gotten a calendar every year of vintage cars that he'd hung out in the garage by his workbench. The Mustang was alluring, sleek and sexy. But then anything Sasha touched or was connected with had that effect on her. The chemistry between the two of them was powerful and frightening. How did one explain how two people so wildly different could be so utterly compatible? It should have felt like too much too soon. It hadn't been that long since they'd met. Too soon to be moved into his place like this. Too soon to be supported by him. Not entirely, just enough, she reminded herself. She could leave at any time. Not that she wanted to. As complicated as things were, she was okay with the arrangement. Let the neighbors think what they would. She and Sasha were so equally matched that it was as if destiny had swooped in and cemented them together. The houses next to her own had a distinctive feel to them. These neighborhoods were multi-generational Russians like Sasha, though completely and totally American, and had a lot of old-world customs and language. Their decor reflected that, giving this section of the neighborhood a somewhat European feel. They watched her, she knew. Every last one of them knew and adored Sasha like he was their son, and were protective of him. They'd eyed her with suspicion when she'd first arrived. Now they waved and called, seemingly happy to see her. That was Sasha's doing. He knew how to handle these people, how to be respectful to them. He was their unofficial caretaker, and helpful to a lot of people in the neighborhood. His penchant for doing this was why he and Callie came together. The seniors especially thought of him as a nice man. If they only knew, Callie thought. She'd watched him once as the widow from next door took Sasha's gorgeous, vibrant face in her old hands, pulled his cheeks like he was a boy, and kissed his forehead. If they only knew Sasha Petrov made his living doing things he definitely shouldn't. Things he couldn't talk about, not even to Callie. Speed walking now along the sidewalk, she kept teasing him as he trolled behind her, the muscle car's engine purring like a big cat. It was mid-morning, broad daylight, and the street before her was mercifully empty. It felt like she and Sasha were the only two people on the planet. He kept the car just enough of a distance behind her so he could watch her backside. Callie gladly worked it for him. She knew he had a thing for her hair, claiming the white blonde reminded him of a cascade of snow or ice, so she flicked it for him. She then threw a smoldering glance at him. No one could look more perfect in the driver's seat than he did. His honey-colored hair was longish, straight, but with enough body to fall in perfect form, like he just brushed it. His thick beard was a perpetual 5 o'clock shadow, though she knew for a fact that he shaved every day. But she loved the roughness of his skin when he rubbed his face against her. Just the thought of it was enough to drive her own temperature up a notch or two, in a way that had nothing to do with exercise. From there it was a short jump to memory of how his huge body was so perfectly fit, and how it felt against hers. Another look backward showed her his enormous bicep, showcased so perfectly as he draped his arm along the open window. She saw the sleeve of what she knew to be a soft, faded t-shirt. Though it was not ridiculously tight, it would hide nothing of the cut of his muscles. Callie smiled, turning again with a twitch of her ass, teasing him.
"I'm about to grab that,"
he playfully threatened. She playfully cut him off. "Watch your language," she admonished. "Grannies are listening."
"I was going to say hair,"
he replied innocently. It was an erotic game they played. He steered the car without really paying much attention to the road. Every time she looked at him, his eyes were smoky and heavy-lidded. Callie threw a little extra jiggle into her walk.
"Damn, you are perfection."
His voice was a low growl, barely heard over the roar of the engine.
"I think you can be done with your workout. There's no way you could improve on that."
Maybe it was a little sexist, but his compliment made her insides glow. A smile spread from ear to ear. As new as their relationship was, the one thing Callie knew for an absolute certainty was that Sasha was not a man who hesitated going for what he wanted. "You make me..."